We are Mr. Suker.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Okay, gentlemen, we are going to embark on a... We're going to learn a Gemara today. That's all we're going to do. And what I'd like to use today is that today's sugya will be an exercise in how to really try and understand a lumdus in a Gemara. Okay? So let's take a look. We're on Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. And the Gemara cites a braisa that really doesn't make a lot of sense at first blush. Tana Rabbanan. Hagilafan of Mine Ochlin. Borer va'ochel. You're allowed to do borer and eat the food. Borer meniach. And Tosa says, borer meniach, perush l'tzorach acherim. You can give it to others. So it sounds like borer is mutter. Velo yivra. But you're not allowed to do borer. Vimbira chayv chatas. And if you do, you bother an isser dorais. So Gemara doesn't know what's going on over here. Maika Omar, what exactly is the pshat in the braisa? And the Gemara is going to give five different answers, five different approaches. So Omar Ula Haki Kamar, Bor Va'ochel Babayom, Bor Menich Lababayom, Lamachel Yiram Bir Chayv Chatas. So Ula says answer number one is if you do Borer for that day, it's mutter. If you do it for tomorrow, it's aser. Maskif lo Rav Yosei, Rav Chizda, V'chimut el'afos l'bo b'ayom, v'chimut el'avash l'bo b'ayom, el'am Rav Chizda bor v'ocho pokos mikashir, bor meniach pokos mikashir, kashir lo yirin bir chayv chatas. So Rav Chizda says, I don't understand. To say that you can do borer for that day, and for tomorrow it's usher, you're allowed to cook for today, you're allowed to bake for today, that's certainly usher. So that chiluk doesn't make any sense. So rather, I have a different chiluk. You can go ahead and do borer pachas mikashir, but mikashir is aser. And now, Master of Yosef, v'chimut alafos pachas mikashir? Can you go ahead and bake pachas mikashir? Can you cook pachas mikashir? Certainly not. Elam Rav Yosef, bor v'ochel biyad, bor meniach biyad, v'knon v'tam ch'lo yivr v'birch patra aval aser, uvenof v'kvora lo yivr v'birch chayv chatas. So comes along Rav Yosef and gives an alternative answer. He says, what, you're allowed to go ahead and do afia pachas mikashir? Certainly not. So therefore, what is the case in the braisa? The braisa is biyad is mutter. Biknonu v'tamchoi, which are kalim, but that are not really, really bora kalim. They don't really facilitate bora well. That's an isadra banam patar velos. And nafe ukvara, which are sifters, which really facilitate bora, that's going to be an iser deorais. We're going to stop here for a moment. And I'm going to ask you to ask me, any questions on the Gemara? Any difficulties you have in the Gemara? Anything that bothers you in the Gemara? Yes, Yitzi. Okay, that's a problem. Yes, in other words, that's really past what we just did. But the Gemara is now going to ask. We just added a third tranche in the braisa. In other words, we have the braisa is mutter and aser, mutter and chayv, and now we introduce a new stage of drabon. And the Gemara has a problem with that, but nothing's in the braisa. So, like, how is that more of a problem than other things? Okay, that's good, but that I'm holding that off because that we haven't gotten to yet in the Gemara. So things that we've done so far. Now, there's in the first three pshatim, anything that is worthy of note, questions that you might have in the pshat in the Gemara. Yes, Mayor. Okay, that's a good question. I like that question. There are 39 malachas. And when it comes to, the Gemara is asking Akasha twice. V'chimuter la'afos l'bo b'ayom, v'chimuter la'vash l'bo b'ayom, v'chimuter la'afos pachos v'kashir. Why did the Gemara pick Ofa and Bishel as the examples? It could have picked v'chimuter livnos, Levovayom v'chimuter litchon levovayom. It could have asked this question with any of the malachas. Is there any reason that it picked these malachas? That's a good question. I like that question. Is this hand up because you have another question?
Answer.
I'd like to hear the other question first.
Other question first.
Yeah.
What's the? I don't understand what the difference. Like, why they're saying on borah also and also borah and meniach. Like, why they're saying both? Like, they're eating borah and eating and.
Why would you make a distinction between Bor v'ochel and Bor v'meniach? After all, what's the common denominator? They're both what? They're both borer for... Okay, in other words, okay, so why do we have two separate categories? One is borer ocho, one is borer miniach. Borer miniach should be included. Okay, I hear. We'll put that down as a ha'ara, as a question. Anything else? Anything stronger? A little more intense? Rabbo said, did Ula know how to learn? Did Ula know how to learn? I think Ula knew how to learn. If I were to ask you, who is stronger, Ula or Rav Chisda? Rav Chisda says, "V'chimut la'afos labo bayom." It's so obvious. How in the world can Ula maintain as his shita that yes, bore lavo bayom is mutter? Why would he say that? Is there any malacha that's mutter for today but it's aser for tomorrow? Can you name one malacha? Hachan is not a malacha. Hachan is an isa drabana. Is there any malacha doraisa that's mutter today and aser tomorrow? For tomorrow. Yes? Cooking on Yom Tov. Wow. That is an excellent comment. A brilliant comment. So comes along Yitzi Warren and he says, wait a second. I do have one case. It's not Shabbos. But I do have one case where I'm allowed to do malacha for today. And surprise, surprise, back to Meir's question. What is the malacha that is allowed to be done for today and not for tomorrow on Yom Tov? Things that are, quote unquote, ochel nefesh, pishul, and afir. That's fascinating. So I'm going to just hold that thought. Like Ula, maybe, I was trying to set this up as a question. The question being like, what in the world is Ula's thinking? How would you possibly say that there is a scenario of a malacha that's mutter today and out comes along Yitzi and says, well, there is such a scenario. And that really, in my opinion, is going to be the germination of our mahalach in the sugi. And that is when you look to Hilchos Yontif, you'll find that there is a heter of cooking for today on Yontif. And that might be incredibly important to understand Ula's position and perhaps to understand the entirety of the Gemara.
Yeah!
I'll get there. I'll develop it in a second. Any other comments you want to make on these Gemaras so far? Okay, let's finish up the Gemara. So the Gemara then gives answers number 4 and 5. Maskif la Rav Hamnuna. Mide knove tamcha katani al Rav Hamnuna borva ochel ochel mito psolos. Bor meniach ochel mito psolos. And psolos mitoch ochel lo yivror birachai chatas. So Rav Hamnuna says, if you take the good from the bad, it's mutter. The bad from the good is aser. Mask Rabbi, what? Does it say that in the Mishnah? Mide och mide psolos katani? Which again, Yitzi says, is a very funny question. Because nothing's in the Brisa. So how can you go ahead and ask this kasha? Nothing's in the Brisa. So Ella, Amr Abaye, Bor v'ochel la'alter. Bor me niach la'alter. Lebo bayom lo yivr v'bir nasik mor la'otzer. V'chayv chatas. And Amr Abon kamed rava. Amr lehu. Shaper Amar Nachmeni. That's also interesting. So, of the 5 answers, who got the Yashikoyach? Abai got a Yashikoyach. Abai's nickname was Nachmeni. And Rabba says about his protege, Abai, Yashikoyach, Shaper Amar Nachmeni. What is so, like, good about Abai's answer? A further question. And then I want to just now amplify the comment that Yitzi made. Rabosai, what was Rav Hamnuna's answer? What did Rav Hamnuna say? Ochel mitol psoles is mutter. Psoles mitol ochel is chayv. And what's Abai's kasha? It doesn't say that in the Brisa. It doesn't make any mention of ochel and psoles in the Brisa. So that can't be the chiluk. So what's the chiluk? La'alter is the chiluk. Duh! But it doesn't say that in the Brisa either. La'alter versus la'achazman is also not in the Brisa. So Abai seems to say, no, Rav Hamnuna, bad pshat. So I have a better pshat. La'alter versus la'achazman. That's not in the Brisa either, but Abai doesn't seem to be bothered by that. And not only that, Rabbi says, Abaye, Shapar Amar Nachmeni, Yashakoyach, Gubsha. What is going on in this Gemara? What is going on in Meleches Bora? Just to recap, 1 second. Rabbi says, what are the five answers? When is Bora Mutter five answers? Ula says, for today and not for tomorrow. Rav Chisda says, Pachos mikashir and not bikashir. Rav Yosef says, Biyad and not bikli. Rav Hamnuna says, Ochel from Solas, not Solas from Ochel. And Abaye says, La'alt. What I want to be thinking about, churning in our minds, is there any common denominator here? Is there any theme in the sugya? Is there any idea that kind of runs through Meleches Borer? And furthermore, just talking out loud, if I were to say of these five positions, which two have most in common? Correct. Ula and Abaye have the most in common. They are both just arguing a temporal factor. Says Ula lebobayom, says Abaye la'alter. Pretty similar. Yet for some reason, Ula gets rejected out of hand, and Abaye gets a yashakoch. So what's the pshat? Anyone want to say a pshat? You have a pshat or a question? What?
I have a different question.
Go ahead, man.
So, somebody holds nowadays that in order to not be a Lebor, it has to be all those three opinions. It has to be.
La halacha, we accept the last three shitos, la halacha.
But, like, it has to be all of them.
You have to satisfy every one of them. In other words, because if you look at the way the Rishon read the Gemara, is the first shita is mamish rejected. The chimut elafas lebo bayom. The second shita is mamish rejected. The chimut elafas pachas mikashir. The other shita is not really rejected. Each one has a little bit of a technical issue, but they all have the price doesn't fit according to all of them, and if those three are going to be accepted la halach. Yes, you have a mahalach.
Yeah, I think you might be arguing what Gaf and Bria is.
What?
Derech
Brera. Derech
Brera, yeah. So I was arguing what, like, the normal thing to be doing is, and what, like, to be doing, like, not like a shima, but like, you're doing, like, a little different way, and try to be
okay, that's meaningful, but I think we need a bit more than that. Yes?
The reason the object can be better is because if you're doing it for right now, like, you're preparing it right now to eat, you're doing it for the beginning, you're preparing now for later in the afternoon, even if it's on Shabbos, you're not necessarily doing it.
Okay, very good, very good. That's going to be a crucial term. Rabosai, listen carefully. We're going to start with Ula, and we're going to start with Yitzi's comment. There's a fundamental distinction in Meleches Borer between what I'm going to call Achila versus Borer, which is classically, I'm going to use the term that the Gemara uses, Borer la'otzar. Borer for future storage, for storage, for use later on. When I go ahead and take something to eat, by definition, there's an act of selection. I'm picking something out of something else to eat. And I put it in my mouth and eat it. Ochel, derech achila, is not meleches bor. That's called achila. And achila is allowed. So now comes Ula. And Ula understands what is going to be the parameters of what's called la'ochel. And says Yitzi, Ula turns to Hilchos Yantif. And in Hilchos Yantif, we have a heter. What's the heter called? Ochel Nefesh. Things that are related to the preparation of food, it's mutter on Yantif. And that was Ula's paradigm. If it's labo b'ayom, it should be mutter, Yantif is my mad. What is Rav Chisda's response to Ula? And why did he pick specifically Ofa and Bishel to make his point? V'chimutter lafos labo b'ayom, v'chimutter levashe labo b'ayom. Yes, that's true in Hilchos Yantif. But it's not true where? In Hilchos Shabbos. In Hilchos Shabbos, there's no heter of Ochel Nefesh. Comes along Rav Chisda. And Rav Chisda says, Pachos Mikashir is allowed. Why is Pachos Mikashir allowed? Small little amounts. Because how is Borer really done? Where is Borer really done? Really done? Is Borer done in the kitchen or is it done in the field? It's Meleches Hasad. When you eat, and this is what the Ramban says explicitly, look at the Ramban with me for a second. The Ramban in our sugya, v'chimut alavos labo vayom, he has Rabba instead of Rav Chisda. Perish misvara kasava Rabba, she'ein bibborer pachos mikashir, chiyuv ka'ofe pachos mikashir. You can't compare bishul and ofe to borer. She'ein derech brera bekach. What does that mean? Says Sukra, ain't derech brera. What does that mean? Derech brera means storage. Rather, if it's a small amount, it's ela ke'ochel. It's like eating. And when you eat, what do? You pick up a fruit. There's a little piece of dust on the fruit. What do? You flick off the dust. Ela ke'ochel matzah psolos pechatiko shu ochel v'malfes psolos medok ochel shemutter. When you're doing little volumes, small amounts, that's called derech achila, not laotzar for storage. Rabosai, when you eat, you have raisin bran. You love the raisins, you hate the bran. First of all, how do you do it? How do you take? If you like the raisins, don't like the bran, what do? You take the what? If you're eating, what do? You take the raisins. How do you take the raisins? With your hands. And for when do you take the raisins? For immediate consumption. The entire sugya is resting on the split between Achila versus La'otzar. That's really the premise of Ula, but he looked to Yantif. And the Gemara says, no, you don't look to Yantif. That's the idea of Pachos Mikashir. That's the idea of Biyah. That's the idea of Och Mitel Psoles. And that's the idea of La'alter. Derech Achila versus Derech Brera. And perhaps the Rishon that says this most explicitly is the Rush. And if you look at the Rush is found in the Tshuvas, and it's also quoted Lahalach and Shulchan Aruch. V'sasa'alta. Mayim siyes bahem tola'im. So you have water, and in the water you have bugs, you have worms. This shouldn't disturb you, because if you drink New York water is famous for the proteins that it has inside it. Copepods permeate New York water. So, and it's a big shaila whether you're allowed to drink the water without filtration. Big shaila. It came up, and basically because they're not so visible, it's mutter. But the question is as follows. You have these tola'im, in mutter l'shtosma de mapa b'shabas. Can you take a bottle of water, put a mapa, put a handkerchief on top of the bottle of water, and then drink through the handkerchief so that the tola'im will be blocked by the handkerchief and you'll drink the water? So is it mutter or is it not? Now, prima facie, what will be your initial reaction to that shaila? What's your initial reaction to that shaila? Asr or mutter? Your initial reaction ought to be, there's no shaila over here, it's for sure asr. Why is it asr? Because how are you doing borer? With what? With a kli. This is borer b'kli. This is called a filter. This is called a filter. What do you think a filter is? It's a filter. You think your Brita water filter is any different? It's a piece of cloth that captures the schmutz and lets the water through. So you have a modern, you have an ancient filter. So that's called borer b'kli. It should be awesome. What's the psak of the rush? What's the psak of the rush? It's mutter. Why? Why is it mutter? He says, the lo shayach borer mishamer ela betakin ha'inyan kodem achilo shtia. She roi la'achilo l'shtia. Zeo der malacha. Aval in b'shoa shtia me'akev apsoles. Shlo yikonez l'tol piv ein zeh me'e malachu mutter. If you do it b'shas achilo mamish, says the rush, mutter. Why is it mutter? Using a kli. What's the answer? Because borer is not usr if it's derech achil. It's only usr if it is preparatory, storage oriented, future oriented. B'shas achila, it's mutter. That's la halacha in Shulchan Aruch. That is the reason why. If you eat watermelon and it has pits in it, and you eat the watermelon in your mouth and you spit out the pits, even while the watermelon is still in your mouth, you're spitting out pits, what's the halacha? It's mutter. It's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because that's called b'shas achila. That is not meleches borer. Take a look, please, at Tosfos. The small little tosfos. V'chimutter lafos pachos mikashir. What is the reason that pachos mikashir would be allowed? Amatare salka daitok de pokos mikashir have derech achila. When you go ahead and eat, what do? You take small amounts and you go ahead and eat. That's what you do. The question then becomes, la halacha, very important question. How far do we take this rush? How far do you take this rush? I'm very proper. I don't like to eat with my hands. So I have watermelon on my plate. And I take my knife and my fork, I cut up the watermelon. And then with my knife, I flick away the pits. I like chulent. I don't like chulent beans. On my plate, I cast to the side the chulent beans while I consume the meat and potatoes. Is that an iser of borer? Could someone explain to me the shaila? What's the issue? What's the question I'm asking? Yeah.
I have an answer, but I have a question.
First, an answer.
So the answer is that you wouldn't be borer because there are certain foods that are considered
what?
There are certain foods which are
I'm asking what's the shaila. I don't want, that's what I want to know. What is the question? What's the shaila? Yeah, Gabi.
Shaila is that would it be different than doing.
Would it be what?
Different than doing.
Forget the hands. Forget the hands. It's on my plate. I'm flicking away the pits. Is it mutter to do that? I'm flicking away the beans. Is it mutter to do that? Nate.
Are you doing it to store the beans or are you doing it to eat the rest of the food?
I'm not. What am I asking? What's the question I'm asking? Is this called how tight? How strict are we in terms of calling it derech achila, calling it bishas achila? Yes, if it's the water in the bottle and I'm drinking bishas achila mamish, that's for sure mutter. I'm eating the one watermelon bishas achila mamish, spitting it out, that's for sure mutter. What if it is yosef al hatzalachas? It's sitting on the plate, and now I'm getting rid of the psolas, and immediately thereafter I'm going to spoon it into my mouth. Is that called also shas achila? What do you think the rush is going to say? The rush. What was the rush matir? The rush was matir in your mouth. That is the iser. However, if it's metaken ha'inyan kodem achila, but if you're metaken it before the achila, that the rush is going to say, no go. But if you look at the Ramban, actually, let's see the Bir Halacha. I'll look at the Bir Halacha. But the Bir Halacha quotes this Shaila in the Bir Halacha that I gave you, Simin Shin Yutes Halacha Dalit. And what the Bir Halacha says, he has a suffix. V'yesh lihistapik. Im shem borer. If borer is dafka kishabor mikodem umechin lechol la'alter avalem be'esa achila gufa she'ochet b'yadav rochus lechol moti p'tol b'ashikol l'oshai borer asho z'davar zeh kod ma'achila zeh derech maichal odilma lo'shna. He says, let's say right before I put it in my mouth, I'm separating the bed, I'm getting rid of the beans, I'm getting rid of the pits before it's in my mouth. Is that called derech achila? Or no, that's before, that's hachana, I'm preparing the food. So he says, this is going to be a big shaila lahalacha. You remember my case of the fly in the soup? Fly in the soup. So you have a fly in the soup. One possibility is to take the fly out of the soup, throw it away, and then continue drinking your soup. The other possibility is to take a large spoon, take some soup and the fly, cast that away and drink the soup. Machlokes. Taz and Mahari Abulafia. Cited in Bir Halacha. Taz says you have to take some soup. Mahari Abulafia says just take the fly. What's the issue? Are you taking the bad from the good?
You're using your hands.
Forget your hands. A spoon is your hands. A spoon is your hands. Is there an issue of taking the fly out of the soup and then drinking the soup? What would the rush say? The rush would say it's us. Why? Because it has to be in your mouth. It has to be b'shas achila mamas. This is before and it's us. What does the Ramban say? The Ramban, remember the Ramban's case? Why is Pachos Mikashim Mutter? You take a piece of fruit. And now you have a little schmutz on the fruit. You flick away the fruit and you eat it. That's mutter. That's okay. Why? Because he doesn't require mamish b'shas achila. A moment before achila, omid al atzalachat would be permissible as well. And that's going to be your nafkamina. Look inside one more time. The yeshlis tapit. Im shem borer munak davka kishabor mikodem. It's in your hands. And you want to eat it. You throw it away now. You throw away the dirt. That's the Ramban. Even that's Usher, which is the Rosh. You first have to eat the food, and then you leave over, and then you throw out the rest. Or you throw out some food with it. And then he says, Matsasi, I found in the Beis Yosef that this is my chokas, Mari Abu Lafia, Mari Salon, Shamari Mechel, Mari Tatz, Oser, Mitam Ze, Oser, Oser, Lahashra, Zvub, Minakos, Elam Kain, Yishpo, Gam Kain, Ksas, Mashke, Imo. You can't take the Zvuv out unless you throw some soup out as well. Ubinosi Basvarim, and then he says, when I analyze, who's writing over here, by the way? Chavetz Chaim. Ubinosi Basvarim, and when I looked at the sugya, Matzasi Sharishonim Pligi Basvarazu. Dine Bichidusha Ramban Mucha Kedire Maria Bulafia. Dezelash Ramban Belikutava Shabbos our sugya. Paris Misaf Hazarabba, Shane Dag Brave Kakalok, Ocha Motz, Matzabla Bachatika Shu, Ocha Mavzala. Shemutter, I read the Ramban, Nokat Zel, Mils, the Pshita, the Zel, La, der Brera. Rav Yosef, the Pollock, Shalom, Rabba, who rap, okay. Om Nami, Dibia, Rosh. Bitshuva, Hetik, Dvara, Bishokhanot, Haman, Sif, Tezayin. That is like the Maritats. Dlo, Hitir, Shom, Bamayim, Shiesh, Bam, Toloim, Lesato, Pib, Ela, De Mapa, Rakmitan, Mashma, Akavish, Astia. As a social kira is mutter, but before the drinking, will be aser. So now, a few questions. By the way, Nate's question before, why does the word distinguish between Borer Va'ochel and Borer Meniach and giving it to someone else? So I think we understand that very well now. Why is Borer Va'ochel mutter? Because my achila, that's immediate, that's right away, that's called Derech Achila. Once I'm giving it to someone else, it already, by definition, might have a preparatory stage to it. And the chiddush is, no, bor meniach, to give to someone else to eat, is also called derech achila. That's also called derech achila. What? Same thing. That's called your achila. Your baby's achila is your achila. That's the chiddush. One more second. Just a couple of questions, halach lemais. So what would you say? You have chicken on the bone. Are you allowed, let's say you're one of these guys who likes, you want to get rid of all the bones and then just partake of the chicken. Are you allowed to remove the bones and now partake of the chicken? I said, are you allowed to remove the bones and now partake of the chicken? Go ahead. According to the Rosh, it's awesome. According to the Ramban, it's mutter. That is your fish bones question. You can't remove, so, and certainly in that case, we'll tell you better to take the meat off the chicken, off the bone, than the bone off the chicken because of the sheath of the Rosh. When it's impossible to do that, like fish bones, where it's impossible just to pull the flesh off because the bones are so small, then we will be somech and the Ramban to remove the bones off of the fish and not the reverse. And that's this idea, this is a fundamental vision of Meleches Borer, is that the heter of Borer, and it explains everything. It explains why La'alter is mutter, why Biyad is mutter, why Ocho Mitol Psolis is mutter, and it's all done in the understanding of Ula and that Havamina of why Lebo Bayom versus Lamacha. Yes, Avikon. The Bir Halacha is citing a Machlokas Rishon. So we are just using that Machlokas Rishon to amplify this point.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, Mayor.
According to the Rashi, why putting a napkin over a cup
Putting a napkin over a
cup, so you
can
only get the water, not the blood,
wouldn't that be Merake? Okay, Bor Merake, we don't need to worry about that. No, it's okay. Okay, Rabbos, I just want to read you one language of the Ritva just to highlight this is in all of the Rishonim, this concept. So the Ritva writes, Ela Amar Rav Yosef Borer Va'ochel Umeniach Biyad. What's the magic of Biyad? So says the Ritva, Lefi the cave, because when you're doing it Biyad, cave on the Leshaitohu, since it's for now, the ome biyado, when it's in your hand, lo chashiva breira klal, it's not called bore, rather it's called lecho l'shaita. It's called achila. And that's really the theme, I think, of the entire malacha. We will discuss, start discussing some of the details, Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow. But one of the challenges of bore, as Nate made a comment to me the other day, he said, oh, bore. Why a bore? Because everything is bore, correct? Everything is bore. The one malacha, more than any other malacha, that you will confront every single Shabbos, is Maleches Borer. Can you play Monopoly Deal? No. Is that a Borer question? You're discarding certain cards, you're accepting other cards. Can you go ahead and peel an orange, peel eggs, peel an onion? Can you... anything. Can you select your black socks instead of your blue socks? Can you go ahead and set your table on Friday night for Shabbos Day when you're separating out your silverware? What about making a puzzle when you're going to separate the corner pieces and the other pieces from these pieces? Borer is everywhere on Shabbos. And therefore, when we do this malacha, we're going to do it, again, through the sugyas, but we're going to be focusing a lot halach lamaisa, and hopefully, all we need to do, we have five missions. It'll take us about 2 days. Take us to the end of the week, probably. We need to understand the definition of la'alter, what is called immediate, la'alter, yeah? We need la'alter. We need to understand what's called biyad and what's called bekli. We need to understand what is called ocha mito psolas, what's psolas mito ocha. How do you define these terms? Two more terms we need to understand. Can you get...
I thought it was...
You thought.
What?
You thought.
Yeah.
Can you get for me... I asked someone, can you get for me the Ritva for a shir I'm giving in 5 hours from now? And there's a Ritva here and a Gemara Shabbos over here. I select the Ritva for later on. Is that called Maleches Borer? Is that called Maleches Borer? Even if it's Ochel, but it's for later. It's for later. In order to be Borer, you have to have Lechora, or not, a mixture. Some kind of mixing. Is this called what's called a mixture?
No.
And you also need probably two different species, two different items. Shnei mine ochlin. What's called two species? Is white bread and wheat bread two species? Dark chicken and light chicken? Oatmeal cookies and chocolate chips? Salami bologna. So that's our agenda that we'll have to discuss over the coming days. Have an excellent afternoon.